part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McKellar Live.
Yes, it is.
I'm Stevie B. He's KMC. Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough, Saturday night. Our number, I don't know the number.
Yeah, you do.
888-340-3373.
You got it.
Did I get it?
You got it. First try.
888.
And I can attest it was not on the screen.
340.
Like it usually is.
3373. 888-340-3373.
That's it.
For the big show. You know what I've decided?
What have you decided?
This is the greatest program on all of radio.
Of course it is.
This is the great. I've decided. This is a great show.
You know who decided that we were worth being included in the top 100 most influential voices in all of talk radio this week?
No.
Our friends at Talkers Magazine.
What do they know?
They named us to the Heavy 100. First time in our history. Thank you, Mr. Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Harrison.
And Ms. Ratner and all the rest of the folks, Mr. Casey, everybody at Talkers Magazine.
We love Talkers
Magazine. Honored.
We go to that little thing they do.
Yeah.
What's that big party they
do? It's the new media seminar.
Yeah. That,
we're going in June.
Right.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's the new media seminar.
Why does it?
Yeah.
Why does everything have to have such a fancy name?
Anyway, and you know, really, we couldn't say thank you to anybody more so than you who listened to us on Saturday nights that propelled us into that spot, because it's been a slow ride, but we've been in the top 250 for the last 2 years. And this year, ranking at number 98 on the Heavy 100, and we have you to thank for it. So thank you.
Thank you.
For listening and for coming
and
back each week.
I'd like to add to that by saying, this Stevie be here, simply saying, this is the most fun I've had in all the stuff I've done.
Really?
In the last 10 years.
Oh, okay.
In the last 10 years, this program has been the thing that really pumps me up, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
More fun than riding a skateboard.
Well, yeah, because now I'm 45.
You fall off and break an ankle.
And I fall a lot now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I even ride.
Is your center of gravity different than it used to be?
Well, I'm losing my hearing. My eyesight's going.
You sound like the family dog.
And I...
Pretty soon they're gonna have to take him. They're gonna have to take him, let him out because he forgets when to go.
You're listening to Baldwin McCullough.
Here's a test. If you were a dog, what breed would you be?
Well, you know, I've been tweeting photos of me and little Rio.
Yeah,
my
but
Pomeranian.
You wouldn't be a pom, would you?
No,
that's such
be
a wimpy dog.
I'd be what's that thing that looks like a hound? That's a hound.
the Basset Hound.
I'd be a Basset.
The Dachshund.
I'd be on the front porch, one of my ears hanging off the steps.
You know, sleeping.
Yeah.
Sleeping in the sunshine.
Just saying, wake me when the meal's ready.
Well, we got the, you can always tell when it really does finally, the weather finally turns in the New York area, because a tradition happens. I pay the lawn man to come come mow the grass for the first time in the spring.
Yeah.
And it's been needing it for about a week, so it was nice and thick for him today. But when it was all done, I let Winston out in the backyard. He went out and preened and sat there and looked like a little statue in the sunshine.
Aww.
Just letting it bake down. And he kind of like, you know, closed his eyes like, yes, this is the pristine moment of my life now. He's such a cute thing. Anyway, glad you're with us. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. We've got lots to talk about tonight. Can I just sound off about something, though? I'm really ticked about
it. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, so you know we run a media company, right?
Yeah.
And one of our clients,
mm-hmm.
and one of our clients that had hired us to do a video,
mm-hmm.
needed us to burn it to a DVD. Now, why we hadn't previously burned it to a DVD, I'm not exactly sure, but she was doing a seminar up in North Jersey, and I had to go get the DVD and then burn it and then take it over there to her. And so I'm at Best Buy, like at, they open at 10 o'clock. I'm there at like 10:01.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull into the, and I want to, help me, those of you listening, please explain this to me. Because this has now happened to me four times in the same parking lot, always by a person of the same gender, not mine. So you have the long rows of parking, right? The store's at one end, and then all the parking spots come out towards the highway
mm-hmm.
in one straight line.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull into a spot, and there's no cars on any side of me, and there's no cars in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just there by myself.
Sure.
I go in, I get the box of DVDs, I come back out, I start up the car. As I'm starting up the car, I see this car pulling into the parking lot, pulls down, goes all the way down to the aisle, right across from me, pulls all the way up. See, she's got to go past 60 parking spots to get to the one that's right in front of me, and she pulls right into the one in front of my spot. Now, see, I just wanted to pull straight out and just go just like that and just be on my way. No, 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 no. Now I have to put it in reverse and back out.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally no other cars on the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she parking in front of me?
Now, see, if it were...
You could pick from any of, like, 300.
If it were me, I'd have pondered the very same thing. And being the good Samaritan that I am, I would have thought to myself, well, perhaps she needs some assistance of some kind.
No, she was like 22, and she's yapping on her iPhone.
She was texting and snapping around.
And she pulls in, and she's like, and I'm like, you're not going to pull, right? You're not going to pull right into the spot in front. No, you're not going to pull. Ah, you did!
Yeah. People are strange.
But why? Is there some sort of like woman psychology that causes that? Because that's now happened to me no less than four times. Where you could have any one of 500 open. There's no one there. It's 10:05 in the morning. There were spots closer to the door she could have pulled into.
I'll probably get in trouble for this.
But what is it in the female gene that says, hey, there's a guy in that car. I'm going to go block him in.
Right. But, you know, older folks and gals make interesting choices when it comes to vehicular decisions.
888-340-3373. Please explain this odd behavior. I have no understanding of this. You have 600 parking spots. You notice how many parking spots it continues. You started at 60. I'm now up to 600. But she could have literally picked from any one of dozens.
You know what else I've noticed?
What's that?
There's like an old stereotypical thingy. Where, you know, you can't tell the man about the driving. You know, I'm long-time married, two daughters, mother-in-law, you know, the whole kit and caboodle.
Right.
And, you know, I've noticed you really can't tell gals how to drive either. They don't like it.
Well, you would know. You live with three.
And
four.
Four. And three of them drive.
Right.
And
the fourth one is
even
doing everything she can to try to.
Now, you know Kenya.
Yeah.
Kenya's mellow.
Right.
But the second I go, you know, I'd make the next left. She'd be like, I know where I'm going. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, I just thought I'd lend a hand.
Does Kenya call and tell people that she's going to be at the studio at 7 and then not show up until 8:45? Oh, wait, she wouldn't be going to the studio. That would only be something you would be doing.
Right.
I'm confused. I get confused.
And the truth is, and I should do this, I should just do this on the air, Ivan. I should just do this now. You know really why I was late?
Well, I know that you called from Starbucks asking to take orders for everyone. I'm like, oh, he's got so much extra time on his hands.
That was out of guilt.
I said that to Ivan when you called. He goes, Steven wants to know if you want anything from Starbucks.
You know what I did?
I know why he's doing that. It's a peace offering.
You know what I did? I went to the driving range. I hit a bucket of golf balls.
From when you left the house before you got here?
Right. I'm confessing.
You just had to hit something.
I was so stressed out today. I was so stressed out. And it's Saturday.
I know.
This is wrong.
Okay, something weird happened at my house today. In the middle of the afternoon, we're sitting there. The baby's napping. Lovely bride's on the sofa. I'm working on some stuff. She turns to me. She goes, here in a couple of weeks, I think you need to call up Tim. Tim's our electrician, does all the wiring in the studio. He goes, call Tim, and you just need to go play around the golf.
It's like the old Eddie Murphy bit.
When I revived myself.
Yeah. It's like the old Eddie Murphy bit when you get in a fight with your wife and you're freaking out, and she looks at you and goes, everything's fine. Why don't you just go take a nap? You know, it's like when they get all cool on you like that, something's wrong. Yeah.
Okay. No, I think she was actually trying to do it to be very nice.
You work hard, Kevo.
Well, I do.
And your wife's an intelligent human being. And
I haven't played golf in two and a half years.
I'm going Tuesday.
Yeah? Who are you playing with?
Some of my mucky-muck fancy pants people from New York City.
Nice. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us. If you've got any ideas to why women park right in front of men when there's plenty of other parking spots around and block them in, please let me know. 888-340-3373. Coming right back, Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373, and live online at baldwinmccullough.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, in 2011, we told you about the CARES Project. It was launched by our Extreme Charities Foundation, offering you free...
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed. Or your money back.
Baldwin McCullough Live, live from New York, and we're glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm KMC.
Yo.
And we scour the planet every Saturday to try to find the most interesting thing to discuss. And, you know, there's a lot of things that happened today. Chuck Colson passed away.
Yeah.
80 years young.
Send our prayers out to the family.
Yeah. Finished well.
Oh.
Compared to where he started out.
Now, what was the name of it? Was it Chuck Colson Prison Ministries?
No, it was just Prison Fellowship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
And we were just down there.
Yeah.
We screened Loving the Bad Man down there last year.
Yeah.
And then.
What an amazing.
And then Dick Clark passed away this week.
Yeah.
Bandstand.
And I know his son very well.
So, very interesting week in that regard. Big news in the Zimmerman case. He's going to make bond. A lot of people didn't think that that was going to happen. And he apologized to the family in the bond hearing today in court, which was kind of interesting. They had refused to meet with him to allow him to do it privately. And so he asked his attorney, can I do it in the courtroom? And his attorney advised him against it, but he went ahead and did it anyway. So a lot of other news that's out there. Here's the story we decided to go with for tonight's topic. And I got to tell you, it's a funny one. Legos have become controversial.
Hold on. I got to get back to my page here. Go ahead.
Legos. Yeah, evidently, and this is the way it was discussed on Fox News earlier this week. The Danish company behind the interlocking plastic building blocks, loved by children since 1949, has a meeting set for Friday with a Brooklyn group ticked off with Lego's product line designed to appeal to girls.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, as an experienced Lego builder myself,
mm-hmm.
I just have to tell you that my love for these toys lives on even today.
And for me, too, because Legos were instrumental in a whole lot of the explosive devices that we created.
Oh, that's funny.
In and around the 4th of July.
I have no trouble believing that at all. I don't doubt that a bit.
Have you ever heard of a Lego Tov cocktail?
No, but I'm sure that someone named Baldwin invented one.
Exactly.
It's probably Daniel, but...
Yeah.
You were usually probably the recipient of the outcome. But anyway, I've got, you know, little baby James. He's crawling around. He's already got his first Lego set.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that are about 3 feet long. You know,
right.
So he's, okay, I can do this. And
he puts
it together. And recently, what was it? At Christmas time, we went to, what's the big famous toy store in Manhattan? FAO Schwartz. We took the father-in-law.
Thanks, Jackie.
We took the father-in-law and the whole family through there.
Mm-hmm.
And James's favorite level was where you go to the Lego section, and it's all the uber big Lego displays.
Yeah, yeah,
so they've
yeah.
got like Pirates of the Caribbean with the Johnny Depp character.
Yeah.
He's all made out of Legos. They got the Star Wars, they got the Chewbacca and the Stormtrooper and those guys. So anyway, Legos have been around a long time. Lots of little boys have played with them growing up, and they make all kinds of things out of them. So Lego said, hey, you know, we get some complaints every now and then. There's not enough girl stuff in the Lego things.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, you know, Star Wars and construction kits and cars and all these things. That's what Legos have been building.
Mm-hmm.
So they come out with this new group, and in the I guess the building pieces are pretty much the same. But you know those little square men in the Lego set?
Sure.
They're like a bottom half and a top half, and then the head is completely square. And
the fellas.
Then you put a little hat on that snaps on top.
Yeah, like a Mr. Potato Head kind of number.
Yeah, it's a way smaller.
Yeah.
So they've come out with these ladies for the girl sets, and they call them Lady Figs.
I don't
know why.
That's adorable.
Yeah. And there's a picture. I'm looking at one on my screen right now, but she's got a little skirt, and she can hold a tray in one hand, and she's got a little wig that comes down, you know, about shoulder length, and she's got like the Jennifer Aniston do. I mean, it's just like an adorable little girl. Well, this feminist group all of a sudden goes, wait a second, we don't like this.
Yeah.
And here's why. Lady Figs are, quote, somewhat anatomically correct. And so the feminist group is saying, well, that hypersexualizes girls to the group. the organization's executive director said they have little breasts and they have fancy hair, and it just disturbs us that this is the image that they want girls to see. Now, Adele also objects to what she calls stereotyping of preferred pastimes for girls, because in the girl sets of the Legos, they can build, like, splash pools, and there's, like, a little nail salon and a beauty parlor and, like, a baking or a kitchen set. There's all this kind of stuff. And they're offended that those are the things that the girl Legos get to play with. The lady figs get to be posed in. So Adele, the spokesperson for the feminist group, goes, What is it doing that's telling girls that this is what's important to you? And she means beauty parlor and hot tubs and splash pools and kitchens and all that stuff. The spokesperson goes on to say, girls aren't building space shuttles. They're getting their nails done.
Well, you know, when I drive around my neighborhood in my town, there's a lot of nail salons, but there's not a lot of space shuttle salons. Now, that's just my observation.
888-340-3373.
Call me crazy. And then this guy, Dr. Leonard Sachs, author of Why Gender Matters, did you see? He made some logical comments here. And he said, what parents and teachers need to know about the emerging signs of sex differences, he said that gender differences are natural. That's a word I've used recently in the media. And that while some girls may prefer traditional Legos, there's nothing wrong with the company offering what it sees as a girl-friendly version. According to Sachs, even animals in the wild show differences along gender lines from the earliest ages. So, I guess these gals are miffed.
So here's what I want to ask all the ladies listening tonight. Ladies in the house! 888-340-3373. We want your opinion.
Why'd you park in front of Kevin?
Well, that too. But do feminine Legos for young girls, and we're talking, you know, like, I don't know, 5 to 12, something like that, are these offensive to the modern woman? Does this in some way limit their ability to become who they're supposed to be as women? Because that's what this Spark group is saying. That's what they're basically claiming. That it's stereotyping girls. It's pushing them into the 50s. It's choking them with a poodle skirt and saying, you will be Mrs. Beaver. Or Mrs. Beaver, the Beaver's mom, whatever her name was. What was their last name? Wally? Wally and the Beaver? What was their mom's name? What was their last name?
Cleaver.
Huh?
Cleaver?
Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver, you will be Mrs. Cleaver.
Wow, I got it right.
I guess. I don't know. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Is this an attack on the welfare of women that Legos have these feminine Legos, these lady figs for the little girls to play with? 888-340-3373. Take your calls next.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, the number 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Yeah.
And apparently, we've had a huge epiphany here in our culture, as the story goes here, a feminist group has identified the enemy, and it's Legos. Legos may inevitably be the downfall of all civilization.
Or at least so says the Spark Movement. Dana Adele, the director of that movement, telling what it's doing is telling girls that this is what's important to you. They're not building space shuttles or getting their nails done.
Now, here's, we've had these conversations before about different opinions, perceptions about, where the culture's going and how it should go and what direction and who should have what rights and this and that. But this is just, can I be honest now?
Yeah.
I'm ticked.
Really?
Yeah, because back off my Legos, people. Just step back from tampering with the Lego thing. Just leave Legos alone.
888-340-3373. Here's what we would like to know. First of all, these little figurines that are in the new girl Lego sets, they have slightly curvy girl figures. It's not like a huge set of boobs. It's just a young girl. She's got a little bit of curve to her.
It's not even a curve.
She has shaped hair.
It's a toy!
She has shaped hair. It has difference. It has a nice little pretty style to it. So I mean, what the question is? Number one, why is this so offensive? And number two, this idea behind what this woman is saying is that girls shouldn't be focusing on things like making cookies in the kitchen, getting their nails done, playing. Hold on. This is what they're saying. They're saying that girls shouldn't be focusing on these things. And I want to know from you that are listening tonight, mothers, fathers, single people, girls, boys, whoever's listening, 888-340-3373, is this a genuine problem? Does it limit the girls in some way to enhance feminine ideas
right.
to them?
Right.
What were you going to say?
Well, I think if you try to, in my interpretation, get where they're coming from, what they're really saying to the Spark people are saying is, we don't want girls thinking that they're girls. We want them to think like boys. Meaning, traditionally, if boys or men career-wise have been more associated with X, Y, and Z, and now in the gender whatever, that has transitioned a lot, and you see more women playing more male roles in careers, and vice versa, but there is still a common sense, traditional point of view here.
But see, this taps right into what we were talking a little bit about last week with mothers that choose to stay home versus going into the workplace.
You just read my mind.
And here's what we want to know. 888-340-3373. And I got to think, in all of the country, there's three people that have an opinion about this. And if you want to call anonymously, you don't want to have to give your name, we can do that too. 888-340-3373. But you have a very focused message coming from this feminist group saying that you're trying to say that men and women are different. And here's what I argued in a book that I wrote in 2008 called The Kind of Man Every Man Should Be. That's exactly what the feminists want you to believe, that men and women are exactly the same. But sameness doesn't always equal equality. It's not the same thing as equality.
Mm-hmm.
I think that men and women have equal value to the culture and to the family and to the welfare of society and in every way here on this planet. I think they're equal in every way. But I do think that there are some roles that women do much better than men.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there are some things that men can do much better than women.
Sure.
For instance, you got a fire burning a house down. You're caught on the second floor. And, you know, I'm 6 foot two, 200 pounds. And here comes the fire truck. Do I want to see an equal opportunity, affirmative action fire department pull up with a bunch of 5'2" women jumping off the truck, you know, the big helmets battling around on their head because they're too big for their head, and they weigh like 100 pounds trying to crawl the ladder to get me? No. If a woman comes up the ladder to save me, I'll get on the ladder and carry her down. But I'm not going to argue with if a 6'8" guy comes up, you know, I can bench press 482 pounds. Okay, you can carry me down. That's great. In other words, there's just some of this stuff that's just like, you would think it's just common sense.
Well, the other thing that's weird.
888-340-3373. Hold that thought. Coming right back and taking your calls. Should women be offended? 888-340-3373.
I'm Hannah. This is my story, and it's not what you think.
Provident Film.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low, and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough is my name. His name is Stephen Baldwin.
Yo.
And we're glad to be with you. 888-340-3373. The question that we're asking very, very succinctly is, these Legos that have been designed for girls, they've got pretty hairstyles, they've got pretty faces, they've got slightly curvier figures than the little boxy square guys that are in the boys' sets. The feminists are upset. The Spark movement has declared these dangerous to girls. It doesn't teach them to build space shuttles. It teaches them to get their nails done. Do you buy that? Is it terrible to let female Lego girls get their nails done, or bake cookies, or get their hair done? Is that terrible? Take your calls, 888-340-3373. But before we do, I've got some good news. Last week, we told you about 2012 and 2012 for the first time. Did you know that every 2 seconds a child becomes an orphan on this planet? Did you know that every 90 seconds an orphan dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition? Did you know that every single day 44,000 children will become orphaned? If you would like to do something about this and join the efforts of this radio show, the Kevin McCullough Show, Daily Show, the Danny Johnson Show, and others as we are recruiting them for this effort. Join the efforts of these guys, Stephen, myself, Danny, and others, to feed 2012 orphans this year in 2012. For 25 cents, you can give them a meal that has
17 additional vitamins and nutrients that orphans are in special need of because of their malnourished states. Our partner is Food for Orphans. They're located in Colorado Springs, and they are a great, great charity. They're audited each year by the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That means their books are open. Every dollar we raise going directly to feeding kids, but friends, beyond that, because of the work of the King's Ransom Foundation, every dollar we raise is going to be matched. So here's where you go to make your donation right now. It's 2012in2012.info. 2012in2012.info. 2012in2012. Every dollar given through that webpage will be matched dollar for dollar by the King's Ransom Foundation. We could feed 4,000 kids. $92 feeds a child for a whole year, 25 cents a meal. That's how much it costs. And remember, every 90 seconds a child dies from starvation and preventable malnutrition. Stephen, that means in the course of this radio show, over 2 hours, 80 children will perish while we're on the air tonight. 80 children will die while we are on the air tonight.
And we can make a difference.
We absolutely can, and I want everyone that's listening to go to 2012in2012.info and give right now. 2012in2012.info. All right, on to the topic of the night. Let's go to Ken, who's calling us from Brooklyn, New York, listening on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Doing well. Appreciate your call.
Okay, excuse my heavy Brooklyn accent, but the bottom line is I feel that the image of woman, and I'm getting sick of it, are being portrayed as prostitutes. I mean, the clothing that we see, the fashion industry, is purporting for people to make this a role model. And right down to when you're saying getting their nails done and using the Lego, I feel that, you know, at a certain point, we have to have basics down and let them decide when they become of age. But we gotta make them feel like they have brains and not a body. The body is one thing, and the culture, we're being bombarded with media and on the internet with a lot of sexual human.
Well, Ken, let me ask you a question though. Do you feel like these Legos, by encouraging, like the little Lego girls can bake cookies and they can get their nails done and they can do these things, you think that sexualizes the girls?
Well, I think when you start baking is kind of like, to me, something that is in the house. It's a family thing. The nail thing is an extreme, to me, could lead to that other extreme. You know, you have these little children that are actually, the mothers are put them on like the JonBenet thing. I mean, this is crazy.
Hadn't thought about that.
And the JonBenet thing is actually being promoted to the point where other mothers feel they should get into the act.
Yeah. Well, this, you know, and what you're talking about are these shows where, you know, you got these young girls doing these pageant contests and all that kind of thing. But this is, I mean, if you Google search what we're talking about here now, I mean, take a look at this new line of Legos. And look at what they're putting out here, and it's really pretty sweet and charming and seeming.
Innocent, very innocent.
So we're just asking the question, you know, should women feel offended by this because it's kind of steering the thinking of these young people in a direction that maybe is unfair?
Well, and Ken, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Actually, what I think the feminists are arguing, Stephen, is that they're saying that by letting these Lego girls be more traditionally feminine, that you're limiting the girls' imaginations who play with them, and therefore those girls will not develop as fully mentally or intellectually or some other argument. I think that's
sure.
The ultimate argument that they're trying to make, and I think that's nonsense.
And these gals are saying these youngsters should clearly be able to have the choice at 3 years old as to whether or not they want to be a construction worker. And I mean, it's an interesting argument.
It is. So here's the interesting thing. But I could if we had this Dana Adele person on the line. I could just throw this right in her face. There's no more feminine creature on this planet than my lovely bride. And she's the smartest person I've ever met.
Sure.
I think she would be into these if she was, you know, a girl that age.
And I think she could hit you in the head with a 16-pound sledgehammer at a moment's notice, if necessary.
That's possible. Anyway, more of your calls. Do the feminine Legos make girls think bad things about their future? Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, 888-340-3373. Online at baldwinmccullough.com. The internet chat room is there, and you can also listen online. And you can stay in touch with us, join our Facebooks, et cetera, et cetera. Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373. Coming right back.
First Mortgage Education Specialists.
In today's ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the mass.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated, grass-fed whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for sweets or carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the normalization of blood sugar, the elimination of heavy metals and drugs, and they reported the elimination of pain and the alleviation of constipation after 3 months on One World Whey. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old and is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. To learn how to feel and look younger or to sculpt your body the way you want it to be, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough, and you can check us out online, baldwinmccullough.com. You can also join our Facebooks there. And over on Facebook, I posted this story before we went on the air. One of the moms there says, my daughters would love these. Another mom, Angie, said, you've got to be kidding. Sounds like these feminists are blowing a lot of hot air themselves. Good grief. Maybe Lego should consider a metrosexual line of Legos for boys. Maybe that would solve it.
Who said that?
Angie. And then Robert said, my daughter loved the old Legos. I'm not rushing out to buy the new ones. So, hey, you know, I love it when people have their own opinions about things. And we welcome yours at 888-340-3373. In Plattsburgh, New York, line two, Mark has joined us. Hello, Mark. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hello. I was told not to say hello, just to start talking.
Too late.
But
you wrecked that, Mark.
Mattel just announced that they're not going to make Barbie anymore because the Bratz dolls are selling more.
So they're discontinuing Barbie?
Yep.
Wow, that's yep. terrible. So what do you think of these female logos? Legos.
Excuse me?
So what do you think of the Legos?
Oh, I don't like them at all.
They send the wrong message?
Well, yeah, but again, it's the parents, you know. My mom used to do her nails when she went out with Pop, you know, and... But, no, too young.
No, but the question, brother, is that they have these little figurines now that are more feminine and this and that. And do you think that's wrong?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tough one.
Huh. All right. So you would prefer the girl Legos to look like construction workers?
Oh, no. Maybe they had a Lego look like Barbie. I don't know, you know, a little bit.
That's kind of the idea. Thanks, Mark, for the call. Appreciate it. That is kind of the idea. And, you know, Barbie's been brutally criticized all of her life for being too feminine. She's also, I think, mathematically impossibly disproportional. I think some doctor did a measurement one time and said, yeah, if any woman was actually built like this, she would never... All that aside, is it bad that these Legos are emphasizing femininity? That's because that's what they're doing. They're saying, hey, they're baking cakes and cookies, and they're getting the, they're getting their nails done. They're in the splash pool. They're all this stuff. Whereas the regular boy Legos, they have the sledgehammer in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So. What do you think? 888-340-3373. Frank in Redding, California, line 3. Hi, Frank.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me what an upside-down, crazy world we live in. I mean, it blows me away. Anyway, you know, I mean, these feminist women, they should be, I think, more concerned about, you know, the injustice that's being perpetrated on their fellow women by Sharia law and how Muslim men treat women, and they get hung up on this minutia. It's just unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, you don't really have anyone highlighting what you're talking about, and yet this kind of thing is seen as a crime against women. This is a crime, whereas what